Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Rick Hirsch. He is the director of the Collier Prize for State Government Accountability. It's really an incredible thing that started a few years ago, and Rick is the inaugural director of this prize. He coordinates every year the competition. But this year, we're going to be doing a symposium, and that's scheduled for November 13th. People can participate online or in person, and in person is going to be at the UF Rights Union Ryan Ballroom. It's for the 2025 Collier Prize Symposium. November 13th is going to be from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and there's an incredible lineup of panel discussion, and some really amazing people are sharing their insights. So thank you to Rick, who's assumed this position and has just done a fabulous job. So thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sue. Kind of you to say that.
So tell us a little bit more about the Collier Prize and about the symposium that's coming up.
Well, the Collier Prize is the leading award in journalism in the U.S. It's a national award, $25,000 first prize.
Nice.
Given out every year at the White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C. And that's been around for about 6 years. We started the symposium with a beta version of it last February, but this event in 3 weeks in November is our first full-on symposium event. Again, it's November 13th at the Ryan Ballroom. And I think it's going to be a unique opportunity to take a look at what the future of state accountability work looks like and state accountability news organizations, as well as a deep dive into some really incredible award-winning journalism that's been done and has won awards from Pulitzer Prizes to the Collier Prize.
Wow, that's amazing. And what also is amazing is the event is free.
It is free, though you do have to register to attend. You can register really quickly on Eventbrite. If you Google Collier Symposium and Eventbrite, the first thing that will come up is the link to the Eventbrite page, and you can register there.
And we're going to have it on our website as well. We're going to have on the podcast page all the details as well as how to register. So there's still room available, and it is on November 13th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and you need to register if you're going to be online or in person. So Rick can make sure there's plenty of room for everyone attending.
Correct. Our hope for this is, of course, to have a full house here in Gainesville, but it's a national thing, and Gainesville isn't always the easiest place to get to. So it will be live streamed and registration for that if you want to watch it at your desk as opposed to coming to the Ryan. That's great. We're super happy with that. And if you register, you'll be sent a link to be able to watch it that way.
And you have a keynote address by a quite notable person. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that's the highlight in some ways of this symposium. Our keynote will be coming from Maribel Perez Wadsworth. She is the CEO and president of the Knight Foundation, which is really the biggest philanthropic funder of journalism in America today. And Knight, and through Maribel Perez Wadsworth, has really led the way in seeding the funding for all sorts of local and state nonprofit newsrooms that are really at the forefront of what's building and covering accountability government news in the U.S.
And what is she going to be speaking on specifically?
So she will be talking about what she sees going forward. She'll be also talking about the Press Forward Project, which Knight has helped initiate, which has funded journalism startups in news deserts across the U.S. And then she'll be engaged in a conversation with the dean of the journalism school at the University of Florida, Hub Brown.
When you talk about news deserts, some people are not really sure what that means. Can you explain that?
Well, I don't think it's a secret to anyone listening to this that across the U.S., there has been a decline in the number of reporters at most news organizations, if not all. And many of them have closed, especially in smaller communities. It's really hit hard. And the importance, especially at the local level, look, there are a lot of organizations that cover national news. There are some organizations that cover state news. But in smaller local communities, and think about The area that we're in now in Gainesville, the number of reporters aren't what they once were. The Gainesville Sun used to be a much more robust news organization than it is today. I think WUFT.org and the news coverage that comes out of the University of Florida is a more muscular force than is currently at the Gainesville Sun. And I'd say the same thing about the Independent Florida Alligator. But in lots of places, they don't have that university center helping to bolster that local news coverage. An organization locally that I think is part of this startup is Main Street News. But across the U.S., where news organizations have withered, these initiatives have helped fund and start new efforts to bring community news, covering the city council, covering local crime in your community, keeping tabs on what's happening with local real estate, with your home, maybe your most important lifetime investment. And so that's a really crucial gap in sort of the civic fabric, and that's something that Knight has really focused on.
That's great, because I know people really need to be informed, especially now. There's so much going on day after day and not having those resources. I've lived in Gainesville for a very long time. Every day I would get the Gainesville Sun, which is not even an opportunity anymore. You can't get it delivered to your house. It gets mailed to you several days later. So it's not really fresh news. So luckily WUFT can fill the gap and serve as a training ground for these journalists too. And I'm sure several of them are going to be at your event.
Well, we anticipate so. We anticipate so. I also mentioned, I believe, pretty confident I'm right about this, that the Alligator received a Press Forward grant last year. They have given out more than $5 million in grants to small news organizations across the country, several of them university-related.
They've won a lot of major awards and did some incredible coverage of a former UF president and then some other activities on campus. So they seem to be Fresh Take Florida is really getting people out there to make sure they get all the legislative stories and things of interest in the communities, too.
I think Fresh Take Florida is one of the really unique institutions happening in college campuses across the country. I'm formerly the managing editor of the Miami Herald, and during my time and since then, we've published stories from Fresh Take on the front page of our newspaper, on the homepage of our website, and that's true of news organizations across the state of Florida.
And Fresh Take Florida is University of Florida students, which makes it even more special when it gets to award season. So while we've talked about the Collier Prize, we're going to take a break in about 30 seconds, and then we're going to talk specifically about the symposium, how people can sign up. And I know you have an incredible panel. I'm looking at the people that are listed here that are going to be speaking, also members that won the Collier Prize this year, which was also very amazing when I read all that stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about that. And then let's emphasize that anyone can come to this symposium. It's not limited. People in the community or people online. And the best part is it's free. It's going to be on November 13th from 9:30 to 2 p.m. And Rick is going to be there. You'll be able to meet him and all these incredible panelists. So we're going to be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Rick Hirsch. He is the director of the Collier Prize for State Government Accountability, and he's also leading the symposium, the first of its kind, on November 13th from 9:30 to 2:30 p.m. And it's open to the public. It is free. And it's an incredible chance to find out more about the Collier Prize and the people that won the award this year for some incredible investigative journalism. So, Rick, tell us what's going to happen at this symposium.
So, really, there are two main aspects to the event. One is really a look at what the future of news looks like in the accountability space. The other part is breaking down the award-winning journalism that has elevated the Collier Prize. And so I mentioned in the first segment that Maribel Perez Wadsworth from the Knight Foundation will be talking about where she sees things going. We also have a panel on the changing landscape of news that's featuring three leaders from new, or at least new-ish, news organizations that are focused on the government accountability space. The folks on that panel are Allison Bethel, who's the editor of a for-profit news organization called State Affairs that covers state government in 10 states and is expanding to others. Their goal is to be in all 50. Chris Fitzsimon. Chris is the publisher of State's Newsroom. State's Newsroom has news organizations. It's a nonprofit in all 50 states. Each has its own individual website, although there is also a State's Newsroom site where all of that stuff collects. And it's a fascinating organization focused on state government, but covering a broad range of issues that are tied to state government all over the U.S. in all 50 states, quite well-funded. Third panelist is Karen Runlett. Karen is the executive director of the Institute for Nonprofit News, and that's a consortium of 500 nonprofit news organizations from across the U.S. That panel is going to be moderated by the investigative professor at the University of Florida, Ted Brightus. He's also the person who oversees Fresh Take Florida. And I think this is really going to be a glimpse at where the growth is in this kind of coverage. And I think it's uplifting to see that all the information, all the news about news isn't bad right now. I mean, there is growth in certain coverage areas, and these people are at the forefront of that. I think if you're a student and you're listening to this and you're interested in journalism and you're wondering where the jobs may be where you graduate, the likelihood is they're going to be in the places maybe you haven't heard of yet, but these folks are involved with. So I think that really has value, both to see what does the future look like as a news consumer, and what does it look like if your goal is to be someone who covers the news and reports on the news. The other two panels we have are unpacking award-winning work. We have two of them. One will feature the second and third place winners of the Collier Prize, Mike Hixenbaugh, who is with NBC News. They did an incredible project called Dealing the Dead, which exposed a state university in Texas that was selling bodies for research when family members did not know that their loved ones were dead or even being sold. Really amazing project. And a woman named Grace Hawk, who works for a nonprofit called the Illinois Answer Project. And that project exposed illegal practices of the use of restraints in prisons across the state of Illinois. Janet Coates, who runs the Media and Trust think tank at the College of Journalism at UF, will be moderating that panel. We're going to have a lunch session if you're here in person, and the lunch session will really be focused on giving people the opportunity to network with all of our panelists. They will all be there during the lunch. And then after our lunch break, we'll have our final session, and it will feature our Collier Prize winning reporters, Margie Mason and Robin McDowell. They did a project called Prison to Plate, which exposed the use of prison labor across the U.S. and all the companies that buy products produced by prison labor and the conditions that prisoners are forced to work in. The irony in that project, Margie and Robin have spent 20 years, and I should say they are both Pulitzer Prize winners and additionally Pulitzer Prize finalists for work they did overseas. They were both based in Asia, and they did projects about imprisoned workers in the seafood industry and the palm oil industry, conditions so horrifying that the U.S. government passed laws that prohibited companies, U.S.-based companies, from buying those goods because of the conditions under which they were produced. They came back to the U.S., and they wondered, I wonder how things are here, only to discover that many products that were being produced in prison, if they were being produced overseas, would not be allowed to be imported because of the conditions workers were under in producing them. So Margie and Robin are an incredible team. We think that'll be a great session.
This is wonderful. And how would people sign up to come? I know you have to register if you're going to be online or if you're going to be in person, but what is the site?
So if you Google, easiest way to get there.
We all know Google, yes.
Google Call Your Prize Symposium and Eventbrite, and that will give you the link. It'll give you a breakdown on the different sessions, and there'll be a little button you can click to register for the conference.
And I believe the college website, jou.ufl.edu, if you search Call Your Prize, this information also comes up.
Yes, you can find us there. You can find us on Visit Gainesville. We're trying to be everywhere we can be to give people the opportunity to register and come. And we will have plenty of room in the Ryan Ballroom at the Rights Union at UF.
It's an incredible opportunity, and there's a lot of Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists, including yourself, who is going to be part of this event. And perhaps even Nathan Collier, who the prize is named after, might be in attendance as well.
We know Nathan will be there.
Very generous donor for this prize.
I will say the Collier Companies, an important company in Gainesville. Nathan is an apartment developer who went to business school here and started buying homes many years ago in the student ghetto, and that turned into a pretty huge business that's not just in Gainesville but across the U.S. And his family history includes the founder of Collier's Magazine, which was a great muckraking magazine in the 1880s. And he considers that an important part of his legacy. And he is somebody who puts his money where his mouth is. And he has funded the Collier Prize, the Collier Symposium, and has a great belief in the power of journalism.
It's pretty amazing to have the University of Florida represented at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and presenting this prize. So that's a great tribute to him as well, and to you for coordinating the process. Just real quick, when will the applications be accepted for the next Collier Prize?
So you could actually submit your work for the 2026 Collier Prize now. The deadline to submit entries is the 21st of January, 2026, and the period of time that work has to be completed in is between January 1 and December 31st of this year, 2025. I should also mention we have a couple other things happening Collier-wise. We have a quarterly certificate program called the Collier Spotlight, which honors work done during each quarter of the year in the state government investigative space. It doesn't have a $25,000 award, but it does have a very nice certificate and a $500 honorarium. And that award you can just submit by email to collierprize at ufl.edu. For the big Collier Prize, you need to enter through our entry portal, which is on our website, which is part of the University of Florida website. And we'll be promoting that. We have a monthly newsletter that talks about all things Collier, the symposium, the awards, great work across the U.S. in this area, tips and trends in news. And so that's another opportunity to keep up with everything that we're doing.
That's great. Well, Rick, thank you for being here today, and thank you for bringing us the first Collier Prize Symposium, November 13th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the University of Florida Rights Union Ryan Ballroom. There are spaces still available, so you can check out our podcast page for more information or Google the Eventbrite site to sign up. So thank you, Rick. We're going to have you back again when we get closer to the big prize.
Great. Thank you very much, Sue.
That was Rick Hirsch, director of the Collier Prize for State Government Accountability and the 2025 Collier Symposium, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.